reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And another said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first to bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead. But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him, Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand on the plow and looks to what is left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good
evening. How are you this evening?
Good.
In one of the family, mother shouted her younger son, who is 14 years old, for his misbehavior. The young boy got angry with mother, runs to the backyard and climbs tree. The mother goes to the tree, pleads her son to come down, but the boy refused to come. Then the elder brother comes and frightens him to come down, but he did not. So the mother calls a priest who is living in next door. The priest comes there, and before asking him to come down, the priest made big sign of the cross. Then immediately the boy comes down and runs into the house. The mother was happy and told her son, "I am glad that at least you listened to the priest and you have great respect for the priest, and he also blessed you." The son says, "No, mom, I am very frightened about that priest." Then mom asked, "Why are you frightened of that priest?" Boy said, "When he put the sign of the cross, he did not bless me, but he threatened me." "Oh," the mother asked. "He said to me, 'Come down from the tree, or I will cut down the tree.'" Today's readings are problematic when they are applied to our life. A deep personal loyalty to Jesus is proposed in today's gospel. It means Jesus is asking us to take immediate decision to take part in his discipleship. We all might have had experiences. There may be the occasions in our life in the past, especially after having attended a touching seminars like parish renewal experience, retreats, and recollections, the Advent and Lenten season experience, or a very touching event that happened in our lives, or the deep personal experience of God's blessings and our faith and trust in God makes us to declare, I will follow you, Lord. So all these things makes us, and they makes us to commit immediately that I will follow Jesus. But after several months, we say, wait a minute, Lord, why me? Take him, ask him. We sometimes refuse to be his disciple to proclaim about the kingdom of God. But upon hearing today's gospel, can we renew now the commitment that we have made when we had spiritual experiences? That is the question we need to ask today. Or abandon him for our personal ambitions and pleasures that this world is offering? Let us meditate and see how our commitments are. In today's gospel reading, knowing that Jesus' ministry was approaching its end, Jesus set his eyes on Jerusalem. So on their way to Jerusalem, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus never called him, but he himself said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus gives this response. Hey, listen. Foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay down his head. It is the response of Jesus. It is not a good response. Anyhow, he is willing to come and follow him, but he is no. Why? If someone comes and asks, hey, I will follow you. I want to come to the Catholic Church and I want to become Catholic. So we love to call him and we love to speak with him and we love to bring him to the church and we feel that we have saved one soul. But this man is ready to follow Jesus, but Jesus says, no. Here, Jesus' reply was in the context of poverty. He himself, he said, had nowhere to rest his head. And that was true. He had been driven out of Nazareth, disregarded in Galilee, rejected in Samaria, and threatened with death at Jerusalem. It is a clear warning he gives to the first man that inhospitality is going to be a regular problem for you. Think, there will be regular problem for you with the hospitality. I am struggling with that. It means, he says that the man needs total dedication without reservation and total commitment with sacrifice. That is what Jesus is teaching to him. If you want to follow me, you need to have total dedication without reservation and total commitment with sacrifice. Do you have that? If you are ready, follow me. Then Jesus said to another man, follow me. Jesus himself said, follow me. But that man said, sir, first let me go back and bury my father. That Jesus' answer was terrible here. Jesus says, let the dead bury their dead. You don't worry. You come and follow me. Why Jesus is Jesus said like that, his father was not yet dead. In Judaism, family loyalty is a matter of religious duty. The youngest son must fulfill the duties of his parents' death. So, but Jesus says, hey, don't worry. They will take care. You come and follow me. It is important, not that one. Why Jesus says? Because he doesn't know when his father died. He may die after 1 year, or 5 years, or 10 years. But Jesus says, now, it is important. Mission work is important. Do not worry about all those things. Come and follow me. So, the disciples has to decide which has priority. Loyalty to family or loyalty to mission. For the sake of the kingdom, he must be prepared to free from past ties, sacrifice security, duty and affection. Here, the proclamation of the kingdom of God is important than the family, parents, children, or anybody else. That is the teaching of Jesus to the second man. The third man said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. What Jesus said, no one who puts hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Because the wooden plow could break it when it strikes on a large stone, or the plow may pierce the legs of oxen. So the plowman had to watch the ground ahead at all times. I used to plow the fields. I always watch, otherwise my plow will go to the legs of the oxen. And I did so many times. They also got bleeding. So the concentration is very, very important. That's why Jesus says, when I ask you to come, you are saying something. So don't keep your hand on the plow and turn back this side or that side. This is what Jesus says. It means, Jesus says that he need to sacrifice even the affection of the family. If one takes the time to look back, the work of God may suffer. Oh, so strict. So strict. It is like a quick, 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 quick. Don't worry about anything. At present, the mission work is very, very important. Come, that's all. Come. So, all through life, God is also calling us, whether we respond or not. God's call will be always behind us and in front of us, whether we are aware or not. Jesus called Peter from his fishing, Matthew from his tax office, Elisha from his farm, and so many other people were called in different ways. The apostles left behind their established lifestyle in order to be with Jesus. They totally committed themselves to follow Jesus, to do Jesus' mission. They left everything, all the apostles, So Jesus calls various people to share in his life mission. According to today's gospel, if Jesus calls you, immediate, what is your response? For me, no problem. If Jesus calls you, what will be your response? Will you be ready? Will you be ready? No, Father, we have so many responsibilities. We lock our mission work with responsibility. So it is not that easy following Jesus or doing his mission. You all have the responsibility. Wife has the responsibility towards husband. Husband has the same responsibility to husband, wife and husband and children. And the duties, jobs, relatives, friends. You all have all kinds of links. So it is not that easy to come and follow Jesus and to do his ministry. So this call is very hard. Very, very hard. So in this call, there is total dedication. That is what Jesus expects. Whatever you may have, if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple and my servant, if you want to do my mission, total dedication. No depending on anything. But when we listen to Jesus' words, we do not interpret his words literally. We can still continue to attend to our filial and family obligations, because if not, that's a mortal sin. If you are not responsible with your family, it comes under sin. So, whatever it may be, the mission is important for Jesus. So, following God's call is more important. You do your responsibilities and also try to do the mission work of Jesus. And we are all, most of us all have the links in the mission of Jesus. We do so many things, so many programs. You are all almost involved. That is also important mission work in the parish. Without your support, without your help, nothing will take place in this campus. Remember that we are all involved in Jesus' mission. But be more responsible. That is what Jesus is expecting from all of us. Give more importance to your mission work and your discipleship, not the family or any other things. This is what Jesus is very strict about, those who want to follow Jesus as his disciple.